Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is the lovely 22-year-old Ruth Walasoff. And we're talking with Barbara here from, Barbara, what's your last name?
Grapstein.
Barbara Grapstein, who is involved with the founder of the Healing Headbands Project. You see, I'm not good with. Okay. You told me what underneath it was.
Right.
That is absolutely tremendous. I'm on the website. I went on the website, the Healing Headbands, and it's an organization that literally children and people do paintings. Mm-hmm. The paintings are turned into headbands. And it's a great idea from the perspective, and Barbara said it in the beginning, and I liked it so much that, you know, you go to these things with a T-shirt. And then you look for the person, you can't find, all of a sudden it's cold, so a lady, I don't mean men can too, all of a sudden you put a sweatshirt over it, you put a jacket. Here, when you're marching, no matter, you have hair, you don't have hair, it makes no difference. You have the headband on, you're not sweating,
and
it's
cool.
And you can be seen. Yeah, you can be seen, but where it's coming from is so nice. They're so well made, it's amazing. And the fabric is just, whatever you call it. This is a treat.
Thank you.
And it's for a good cause. That's the other side of these things. You know, it's not like if you were selling your business, I'd say, yeah, this is very nice. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody else can make a headband. I don't mean it the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. Here, you're helping people. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's wonderful.
It's laughter, it's creating, and it's healing. And it really is. And the laughter stuff that you were talking about makes sense if you forget about your problems. Well, come on, be happy, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Listen, we're all going through something.
Right.
You know, and there's always been that. A story where everybody sit around a room or sit around a table and people will throw in what their problem is and say, oh, like my pet died, or, you know, I lost my job, or my car got broken into, or whatever. And when you hear everybody else's story, you're thinking, well, mine's not really that bad. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll take my story because someone else could be having, you know, an illness diagnosis. And that just activates so many sad components in our body that, you know, you want to heave, you want to cry, and crying's not bad. I mean, it's a great release, but laughter feels just so much better.
It's much better.
Yeah.
I like your laughter yoga.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I was Tuesday of this week. I took off from work and I went to a spa, and I went with my work partner. So at one point we're in this pool and it had like jets, mm-hmm. and I don't use the jets, but he did. And some woman, I mean, I'm talking powerful jets. So some woman went into the jet and she quasi got stuck. She was a big lady, but she was enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of got stuck coming out. So she started to laugh. I'm talking a howl. The person next to us started laughing. Everybody in the pool, there was honestly, there had to be 100 people.
Of
with them, 40 people were laughing. I'm hysterical. I don't know what she's doing. It's like you just couldn't help it. Everybody was laughing.
It was contagious.
It's contagious.
Such belly laugh. They're like, oh, you had to do it.
That's
one
right.
by one, everybody laughed. And it, you know, this is what you're talking about. And it was,
it's
a
contagious.
Release.
It is. It's a release. There's nothing better. I mean, you can take a pill. You can I know before you were talking about diabetes and you know, we need some panaceas at times.
Right.
But if we can find a natural form of doing it on our own, and the best part, too, is you have to make a connection. You know, I know with seniors or people who are sad or going through depression, they stay, I call it the Wizard of Oz syndrome. Basically, they sit behind a curtain, or they're sitting in their house, and they're sitting, instead of behind a curtain, they're sitting in front of a screen, and they're not interacting with anybody. Mm-hmm. And people don't they have phones, but they don't pick them up to call people. It used to be let your fingers do the walking
pages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you can let your fingers do the walking by dialing a number and picking it up and speaking to somebody, because people really need the connection.
I happen to like talking on the phone. I like to hear the other person, mm-hmm. and the tone in their voice.
Right.
etc.
And you get more out of a communication that way, because you can receive a text and we tend to think, oh, they're angry, or oh, but we're putting the dialogue in our head. We're putting the situation.
Right, right.
And that could not, that may not even be what.
Oftentimes, you could be putting your it is your interpretation, and it's like, oh my God, how dare he talk to me this way? Meanwhile, it wasn't. I'm texting sometimes, and I didn't put it across mean, but maybe I wasn't paying 100%. Now Barbara gets it and says, how dare he send me an email like this? You're coming back to me nasty, and it becomes an event. Versus a phone call, it's like, Barbara, I'm just so busy this afternoon. You say, oh, take your time, don't worry.
Right.
Versus, I have no time for this.
Right.
Ooh, that's kind of, you know. Oh, yeah, it can be dangerous. There's no question about it.
Right. So that's why it's important to laugh. And just, listen, I know it's not easy. And many of us will see things on Instagram or the different Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media that you tend to abide by. And there's so many people saying, oh, think positively and do this, do that. And it's hard. It's hard. And
right.
And we even the wisest people out there are saying, oh, you have to think this way. But if you're not feeling in a good mood, you feel guilty for not being able to take that sense of, well, they're happy. Why aren't I happy? And that's why, you know, I've had my bad days, too. I mean, I found this work because I went through a really serious. My eldest was going off to college, and I knew this was coming for 20 years. And when the time came, I couldn't smile. I couldn't laugh. I had a stone face, and you know, I was in therapy, and I lost weight because I had no appetite. And then I fell in a parking lot, and I broke my wrist and my ankle.
Oh.
And I had never broken anything before in my life. And
it's very painful.
It was, and my kids were going off. They had plans for the summer, and there I was, home. Incapable of really mastering my house. And it was difficult. And I went online to look up words like silly, funny, happy, because prior to this situation, I had been a very gregarious and very social, friendly person. And I found an organization called the World Laughter Tour.
Laughter Tour?
Yes. And it was a gentleman by the name of Steve Wilson who ran this program. He had been a mental health counselor for many, many years. And when he turned 50, he decided his encore would be to study the science of laughter. And he studied the teachings of William Fry and Norman Cousins and Lee Burke and Patch Adams, and really decided that he was going to dedicate the rest of his life on the science of laughter. And so he created a program with several nurses, a woman by the name of Karen Buxman, who's an amazing motivational speaker, called Good Hearted Living. And every day of the week is represented by a word that will help people who are going through situations, whether you're depressed, whether you have smokers, gamblers, overeaters, whatever it is. You know, and they have all these, the 12 steps to help people get out of their addictions with alcohol. This is an addendum to those programs. And so each day of the week is represented by a word that I say has a boomerang effect. So Mondays are a day of compliments. So it doesn't have to be big, just like you said to Ruth before, you like her necklace. And by her saying that, I mean, it could be an inside
joke. Not even Monday.
But it doesn't matter. And you can do it every day. But this is just to help people. I mean, every day could be compliments until you get used to it.
Right, that's true.
But what happens is when you offer somebody a compliment, they're automatically going to feel better. Their posture will change. And you've given them a gift. You're not enabling them with money. You're not buying them a meal. But you're making them feel good because they've created something that it's noticed. And you don't need to receive a compliment in return because your thanks is that you've seen her smile.
Right. I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Right? So then Tuesdays are a day of...
So I'm not going to compliment you.
Don't have to.
Maybe next week you can compliment him in return. And Tuesdays are a day of flexibility. So let's say instead of having lunch one place, you go someplace else, or instead of getting out of the bed on one side, the other side, I mean, whatever, just be flexible in your thinking. Wednesdays are a day of gratitude. And I tend to say, you know, if you're able to see the sunshine, or, you know, if you can get out of your bed with your feet touching the floor, you have so much to be thankful for. Then Thursdays are a day for kindness. And Fridays are for forgiveness, where you learn to cut yourself some slack, you know, and not be so hard on yourself. And the weekends are meant for chocolate.
I love it.
What was the chocolate?
I didn't expect that one. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
So it could be the sweetness of whatever you want to do. You know, if you want to go to the movies or go to an art gallery or wash your car, wash your dog or whatever it is, go to the beach. All week long, we're doing so much for others that on the weekends, we need to do something for ourselves because we have to rekindle ourselves, re-love ourselves so we can get ready for the next week.
Right.
You know? Steve was all about studying the science of laughter, whereas Dr. Kataria in laughter yoga, his wife is a yoga instructor, and he was doing this article on laughter is the best medicine. Same teachings as Norman Cousins. And so he and his wife and a few colleagues went to a park 5 minutes away from their office. And they started by telling jokes. And so it started off with 5 people. And after 2 weeks, 50 people showed up. And they kind of ran out of clean jokes. So people were saying, you know, this was great, but we're not keen on coming back. Said, no, come back. I have an idea. And so Dr. Kataria went back to, I call that, proverbial drawing board, and he found that, in his findings, that the body and the mind can't tell the difference between real or fake laughter.
That's interesting.
Right. So he said he started off with childlike exercises. So he had everyone line up, you know, they came back again the next day. He said, let's pretend we're lions. So let's, like, and I mean, you can't see me, but
right.
But I'm looking really strange. Trust me.
But she looks like a lion.
Right. And so everybody does it, and you start laughing. You walk like a penguin, and everyone does it, and they start laughing. And people would come by and say, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "We really don't know, but we're having a great time." And now, I mean, it's a phenomena. And so I say that both what Steve Wilson has created and what Dr. Kataria has created is what I call an Oreo cookie.
Okay.
So Nabisco.
we have to end on a treat. I'm sorry, because it's done. Okay. This was rewarding that you came on. I wish you the best of luck at the fundraiser, which we'll talk about at the next segment. Okay. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.